Back here on Darren and Donnie, Darren McFarland, Steve Lehman, News Channel 5, alongside David Poyle just joining us, gutting through that interview.
Yeah.
Giving us everything he had.
Somebody get that man a hot tea.
And by the way, I should have told him, too, to go get a steroid pack. That
those,
helps, too.
Those always help.
Right? Get the steroid pack, a lot of vitamin C, hot drinks, and unfortunately, you're going to have to shut it down
for
about 24 or 48 hours.
Yeah. Whatever the ailment is, steroid packs usually work. Now, You can't take them for anything, but if the doctor will give it to you, take it.
Yeah, that's right. We say hello to Scott Ramsey. Hopefully, he's not battling anything right now. President and CEO, Nashville Sports Council. Scott, how you doing?
I'm doing good, and fortunately not battling that.
Good.
David had.
Good. Yeah, it's not okay. Fun. So, are you doing a little bit of traveling today?
I am. We traditionally, this time of year, sit down with the ACC and meet with them a couple weeks before bowl selections and just kind of talk through possible scenarios. And there's a Pinstripe Bowl here and the Charlotte guys and Sun Bowl and Gator Bowl and the ACC staff. And we kind of traditionally this time of year kind of talk through possibilities and preferences for everybody as we sit here with 2 weeks ago in the regular season.
So. Okay. We'll put that on pause. We'll come back to your bowl game, but it was a big day yesterday, and I want to kind of walk us through. You know, it's really good to hear that the SEC basketball tournament is going to be in our city and in Bridgestone Arena for a long time. So how did that all come together? It makes sense. I've been telling Greg Sankey this for years. Stop fighting it. Stop. Nothing against St. Louis and Tampa. Just stop it. It belongs here, and it looks like now the conference agrees.
Well, I think it's a long road here of kind of getting it to this point, but a very, very positive one, I think, for our city in that, 5 years ago, 2013, we agreed on a 12-year agreement where they would anchor in Nashville through 2026. The first cycle went through really positively, 3 years of the men's tournament, last year the women's tournament. And with that, I think the growth of the city, the popularity of their fan base, the feedback that they got on the whole environment that Nashville is able to create really started opening up discussion of, hey, what time do we when do we need to start thinking about securing this thing a little beyond 2026? And we're very fortunate that the mayor's office, the Sports Authority, the Predators, Bridgestone Arena, and then ultimately the SEC all kind of aligned that, hey, we need to push this thing out. This is the right place for it. And we're very honored that they've got the confidence that we can host their conference tournament all the way through. I think we all feel like, if there's one sporting event, a multi-day sporting event that fits our city, this is the one that's just a hand-in-glove kind of fit. We're very fortunate to lock it down for the next 17 years.
Your job, like many jobs, Scott, is all about relationships. And how much does it help whenever you have the guy running the conference, a powerful guy like Greg Sankey, who loves this market? I mean, let's just be perfectly honest. He makes no bones about it. He loves Nashville. How much does that help the whole relationship thing whenever you're talking about events like this and other stuff where the commissioner really likes the market that we all live in and support?
Well, it's vital. I don't know how to underscore that any more than just saying it's a necessity. Because really, I mean, we started thinking about this and for several months started working through, as you can imagine, all the what ifs. What's the building look like, in 10, 15 years? What's available to us? What's the tournament look like? What's the schedule? What's the city look like? What's the hotels look like? What if, what if, what if? And so you've got to enter into this thing with a level of trust, knowing that there's a lot of situations where you sit down and you say, hey, we agree that we're going to sit down and talk about it if certain things change or conditions change in the next 10 to 12 years, which we can't foresee at this particular time. So, I think over the 20-plus years that I've been fortunate to do this between the bowl game, the SEC tournaments that we've hosted, some of the NCAA tournaments that their key administrators or athletic directors have sit on, whether it be the Women's Final Four, NCAA Men's Tournament, the NCAA Golf Tournament that we have coming up. Those kind of events, I think, just builds a level of trust that our city works together well enough. So I think that's the second layer of relationships, Darren, that has been very obvious to those folks coming in, you know, our mayor's office, our police, our public works, our the predators, the arena, the volunteers, the hotels, the CVB. Everybody kind of works together well to put on a great show for them and their fans, and I think that's very recognized. And I think yesterday's announcement is a pretty historic agreement. I can't think of another major sporting event that's anchored into a city contractually for 17 years going. So it's a great compliment to our city.
It really is remarkable, and you deserve a lot of credit for that. Scott Ramsey, President and CEO of the National Sports Council, joining us here on 102.5 The Game. Scott, the option for the league through 2035, how flexible is that? It sounds like it's concrete through 2030. How flexible is the extra 5 years, and when do you think the conversations of picking up that option would take place?
Well, Steve, I think it just went back to what I said earlier. I think there's so many what-ifs of what, you know, in 15 years, what's it look like? So I think the athletic directors and the conference staff, just from a prudent standpoint, you know, said, hey, let's extend it five with a five-year option. From our side, we went ahead and did, you know, from a city's perspective, what we needed to commit through 35. So it was already done. We didn't have to go back. And I just think that kind of gave them a little bit of comfort level in the AD and the president's room that, hey, you know, we at least have a little bit of an option. So, you know, that's beyond, Steve, where the Predators' current lease is with the city. That's beyond a lot of things that was the initial 30-year lease, which is 2028. So that kind of said, hey, who's going to be the major tenant? Who's going to manage the arena? What's the arena look like at 30 years old? So I think those are very valid questions from the SEC side that kind of gave them a little option at 2030 to do an evaluation if things don't continue the way they are, which we purely anticipate that they will.
The way the calendar has worked for you in the agreement so far over the last handful of years is that when you've hosted the SEC men's basketball tournament, that's really been it for basketball events in Bridgestone Arena in the spring. But like this past year, when it has been the SEC women's tournament, you've also coupled that more times than not with an NCAA first and second round site for the NCAA basketball tournament. I imagine that's the plan again for 2022 in a few years, but then after that, it's the men's tournament full-time. What does that mean for Nashville's chances of hosting NCAA tournament games in the future?
Well, I think, and I mentioned it yesterday, got that question. My comment really was you're just going to go case by case right now or year by year. You know, from the NCAA standpoint, they bid out usually groups of 4 or 5 years at a time. For the basketball tournament, whether it's first and second or regionals, which has been traditionally at this point the same bid. The NCAA then makes a decision on those sites for those weekends. You know, I think also a thing here to point out is a part of the real compliment here goes to the Predators, David Poyle, Sean Henry, the ownership, willing to give up, you know, 7 days in the middle of the March for 17 years out for the SEC tournament. Come back and have a second weekend in March that last 3 or 4 weeks of the Predator schedule is going to be dictated on a lot of things. A, you know, what else is on their schedule? How can they kind of work with the NHL to kind of make sure they have enough dates? And then third, just kind of the years we're able to bid on with the NCAA. So a lot of those things have to line up, and those are undefined as we went forward. But we knew we could kind of lock in the SEC, which has just been a home run event for us for 5 consecutive days. You know, the middle of March. So we felt like having that in there gave us flexibility not to say no or yes to anything, but to look at it and not feel pressure to kind of chase something that maybe wasn't the right fit in a certain year.
Scott, the announcement yesterday fit in very well with something that we've been doing here at 102.5 The Game. Chase McCabe did a great job last night on a special program called What's Next in terms of talking about sort of what the next steps are in the Nashville sports scene. And obviously keeping the SEC tournament is a huge step there. Getting the NFL draft along with some of the other events we've had over the last spring to come next spring is a huge step for the city of Nashville. And I think that's made a lot of people ask the question, well, what's the next big event out there? And you keep hearing people say, Super Bowl. We'd love a Super Bowl. We'd love a Super Bowl in a new stadium here. As the guy in charge of the Nashville Sports Council, what can you tell people about any conversations or thoughts or anything, or what would have to be the next step to even get a stadium discussion off the ground to lure a Super Bowl or a college football playoff championship game or something like that to Nashville?
Well, that's a pretty common question, Steve, and we've talked about it a lot in various settings. But, I think a couple reactions to that question. One, and sometimes take a step back and appreciate where we are, given where we were 15 or 20 years ago, and what sports has meant to our city, both economically, both from a development standpoint, both from a quality of life for the citizens. And, you couple that with the Amazons and all those kind of announcements that we're hearing, as far as the growth of the city, I think sports has played a key role into that. As you look forward, I think there's certain things now that you get when you start becoming a little bit more strategic about some things because of availability. So from the Sports Council perspective, on top of all the regular seasons, you start looking at every March now the SEC tournament. This April, obviously, the NFL draft, along with our Rock and Roll Marathon, which is the 20th year, second largest in the country, and then the bowl game in December. Then how can we kind of take those other areas of time and fit in with a major event? The ones that you mentioned and everybody's tip of tongue, Super Bowl, national championship football game in the collegiate side, and then obviously the men's Final Four, are facility driven. And I don't think anybody shies away from saying that. We have a 20-year-old open-air natural grass facility. The national championship game and the Super Bowl played in mid to late January or early February create some challenges with that. I don't think our city is shied away from that. Could we host it? Absolutely. Could we win that bid against facilities that are out there right now, the Mercedes-Benz, the Jerry Worlds, the thing that's coming online in Vegas, some of these kind of monstrosities that you're going to be bidding against? So from the men's Final Four standpoint, I think we'd be an awesome site, but we need 50, 60,000 seats under roof to be able to bid on that event. We don't have that right now. So, I think all those are down the line. I certainly think there's a lot of excitement with the MLS stadium coming online. That season and those inaugural seasons, I think, are going to be dynamic. It's maybe not going to be the level of those kind of events, but it's going to open the door for us to go get some events that is kind of in that sweet spot for a 30,000-seat stadium. Maybe it's the national soccer championship for the college side. Maybe it's some SEC championship. So maybe it's some rugby or some lacrosse that we haven't been able to do that we can kind of grow into. So, I think there's a lot of opportunities for our city. I think we work so well together. Our reputation as a sports destination is really positive in the national scene right now. And I think we've got to work hard to maintain and continue to build on that.
Isn't it cool having these conversations, Scott? Remember our conversations 15, 20 years ago? Wasn't like this, was it?
No, it was like, well, you guys are going to be able to survive next year and all that kind of stuff. So, it is, Darren. Sometimes you do get caught up in it and sometimes don't really think about how far we've come in 10 or 15 years. And there's so much credit to pass around with the continuity in our market. You've seen that. You've seen that just from the Predator side alone. And, I think that's certainly something that's our foundational success point and something we can't move away from as we look down the road.
How about we get you on here real soon? We'll talk about the 21st Franklin American Mortgage Music City Bowl. Speaking of that, the 21st. How about that? We'll do that here soon. Go to your meetings, and we'll see you when you get back.
You got it. Thanks, guys. Have a good day. Have a good, happy Thanksgiving if I don't see you.
Really appreciate it. You do the same. Thank you. That is Scott Ramsey. He's the president and CEO of the Nashville Sports Council, and indeed, the Franklin American Mortgage Music City Bowl is set for December 28th. That's on Friday, an earlier kickoff, a 12:30 kickoff on Friday, December 28th at Nissan Stadium. And some interesting things you just heard there. We'll come back and discuss it. On the other side, Darren Adonik, Nashville's best sports talk, ESPN 102.5, The Game.